Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because I don't think he knows exactly where I'm going. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. That's Daryl Ryder over there. I'm Jeff Phelps. Anthony and Michael are with us today. Thanks, boys. Doing a good job. We appreciate that. So the thinking here, Daryl, is this. Congratulations to the Guardians. They've won some games here. And they're winning games the way that the Guardians seem to have historically won games. And I don't mean like, you know, forever. I mean recent years.
Jeff.
How do you win games? Don't yell at me yet. Let me roll it out, will you?
Okay.
Then you can yell at me. They've won games by having a dominant bullpen and pretty darn good starting pitching. Pretty darn good. And enough offense to get her done. Now, after not being very good, they had lost, 13 of 19 games. And now they've won two straight. It's only two straight.
And if they win one more, that's called a winning streak.
It has happened before.
Thank you.
The Guardians are in second place right now. It doesn't mean much because they're nine games back, but they're in second place.
Second place, nine games back.
Well, there's not two teams ahead of them. There's now just one. So that's a good thing. Here's the thing that's a little bit of a concern. They've won the last two games. In fact, let's go back a little further. Their last five games, here's the concern. Run totals, counting back from last night.
Oh, there is a concern in here?
A little bit. 4, 3, 0, 3, 2. So they haven't scored more than four runs in any of the last five games.
I did some math, and now I'm going to go. You said 4-3-0.
12 runs in the last five games. Okay. There, I did it for you. 12 runs in the last five games. So that's less than three a game.
It's not great.
No, but it looks like to me, starting to look like, the starting rotation is getting to the point where it's complementing a bullpen that's been really good. And it has me wondering, and not just these two games in San Francisco, that's not anywhere near sample size enough, but just watching with my eyes, knowing what I know about starting pitching, we know its role in baseball, especially today, get me into the fifth inning. You don't even have to get me through the fifth inning anymore. Just get me into the fifth. And you're out after 4 2/3. You're out after 4 1/3. You get me into the sixth. Congratulations. That's great. But I think they're starting to show that they might have something here with the starting rotation. And I say it for a couple of reasons. Last night, we saw Logan Allen. And, Logan last year had some issues. Some of them might have been not being very coachable. Well, right?
Yeah. Somewhat important.
You're over there covering the team, correct?
Occasionally.
They sent him down, and hey, you better start listening. Their rotation right now, Tanner Bibee, Luis Ortiz, Gavin Williams, Logan Allen, and Slade Ciccone right now. all five of those guys either 25 or 26 years old. You see where I'm going here?
Yeah.
All five of those guys in their mid-20s. We don't have any 32, 33, 34-year-old guys who may have, you know, some time left. We have five guys there who have 10 years ahead of them in Major League Baseball. Will they all be here? No, of course not. Will they all pan out? No, of course not. But you have five guys who are doing okay right now, Daryl. I mean, Logan Allen looked good last night. Slade Ciccone throws it well. And, you know, he's the new guy in the rotation. Bybee, Ortiz, Williams, and Allen have been there all season long. They're all 25 or 26. Look down into the minors. And now here's where I'm getting to something. Parker Messick is 24. He's a lefty. They got a lot of lefties at AAA.
Yeah.
Doug Nikhazy's 25, lefty. Ryan Webb, lefty. He's 26 years old. And these guys aren't just guys. Messick was a second-round pick. Nikhazy was a second-round pick. Ryan Webb was a fourth-round pick. I didn't even count Joey Cantillo, who I like a lot. I'm surprised he's not back up here. He's not back up here because they're trying to stretch him out, and nobody in the rotation needs taken out. You're getting to the point where that surplus of pitching might come back again, which leads me to the trade thought. This team showing some life right now. Not a lot of life. You're nine games out. But, Daryl, if you have five guys in your rotation who are in their mid-20s, 25 or 26, and you have four guys knocking on the door in AAA, you could trade one or two of those guys. You have Shane Bieber coming back. You could trade Shane Bieber if he shows something. Let's say Shane has a good starter three before the trade deadline. He has a player option for next year. He can opt out. Well, why would you keep him? Put down one of these guys who are pitching pretty well, take him out of the rotation, if Shane's not going to come back next year. You might be able to trade a guy like Bieber or a guy like Nikhazy or one of the guys in the rotation now. Go get a bat or two. Young bat, close to major league ready, maybe major league ready. And really take a run at this wild card thing. And once you're in, you're in. Especially if your young rotation's doing a nice job. Because your bullpen's been really good. There's my thought.
In their last 21 games, Jeff, they're 8-13. And in 12 of the 21 games, they've scored three or fewer runs. This is not a team.
You know what that screams to me, Daryl?
It screams, this is not a team that's on the rise, Jeff.
You know what that screams to me, Daryl?
They better throw a lot of shutouts.
It means, wow, with this pitching, the way it's coming on, you do have an arm or two you can trade for a bat, put it in the lineup, and go get yourself in the wild card.
You're outside your mind. You are outside your mind. They are so far away from being a serious threat to anybody right now. They've got three legitimate players in their lineup. Stephen Kwan, Jose Ramirez.
By the way, I saw a Kwan trade rumor the other day. I thought, oh no, don't do that.
Carlos Santana.
I'll say they have 2.5 players. Carlos is more than solid. The minute that I get the right offer for Carlos, I'm saying thank you again. You might be back for a fourth time, but this is the end of your third trip in Cleveland.
Yeah, we need to play some kids at first base.
Without question.
Like they've got here's
without the, question.
Here's their problem. They've got log jams from a roster standpoint, and none of them are any good. They've got log jams of average players to below average players who can't hit their weight.
Is that a problem?
Just a little bit.
I get the hitting is a major problem. I get it. But my thought is you're starting once again to get that type of rotational pitching.
Jeff, they're powered.
That might give you an arm or two that you can move. And maybe not even the arms we talked about. Take it down a level. You know, go to high A ball. Go to double A ball. Move an arm for a bat.
The sad part of this is their power numbers this year are better than they were last year. They don't have anyone on base. when they're hitting these home runs. Now, last night with Schneeman, exception to rule, three-run blast, great, right? But most of the time, it's usually a solo homer or a two-run shot. They don't put innings together with any semblance of consistency. The old get them on, get them over, get them in, aggressive base running. Unless your name is Jose Ramirez, it is not working.
Daryl.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
End your argument. They can't hit. There. However, maybe you're getting enough pitching that you can trade some for some bats.
I don't think they have enough pitching. That's where we disagree. I don't think they have enough big league pitching right now.
What did I say?
I know the
I
last.
I said it's coming on. You might be getting there. You've got eight guys anyway.
Injuries,
right there in their mid-20s.
Injuries the last 3 years have depleted all that, right? Because 2 years ago, we were like, man, the same argument you're mm-hmm. making right now, Jeff,
I know.
Is the same thing we were talking about 2 to 3 years ago when we're like, look at all these arms that they have in the minor leagues that are coming up, and then injuries hit and all these arms had to come up, and then the arms came up and those arms got hurt. Like, I understand where you're coming from that, okay, the pipeline has been replenished a little bit here and maybe some guys are on the way.
But here's the thought.
Man, they are nowhere near putting together anything that resembles a complete ball club that's pitching, hitting, defense, base running, all the tools in there, Jeff. They are, in my view, galaxies away from that. Are they good enough to steal that final wild card spot that you're clinging to? They're in second place, 9 games back, but hey, they're in wild card position. Okay, that's great, but understand they're going nowhere. Well, when they get there, they're going nowhere. They are a threat to nobody.
But see, I disagree with that, because if you're in a series,
anything can happen.
Especially if you have good pitching.
But if you can't hit in the regular season, all of a sudden your bats aren't finding baseballs in the playoffs either.
I'm not going to argue that point. My point is this: the way that they're built right now, to me, they're not a playoff team, and not necessarily, even if they got in, able to do any damage. I'm wondering, can they thread that needle where they have the pitching? All of a sudden, hey, these guys are starting to pop, even with Ben Lively out for over a year. You know, here comes Slade Ciccone. He's done a really nice job. Can these guys keep getting better to the point where you think we can move, not necessarily one of those guys, we can move
something in the minor leagues.
We can move
a
highly thought of player in the minors and add a bat or two.
Here's the problem. That's not how the Guardians do business, though. They hang on to their young arms, because what's the most expensive thing in baseball?
Although pitching. Last year you traded one for Lane Thomas.
I understand that.
And Jose Tano.
I hear you.
So, I'm just wondering, Are they starting to feel confident again in that rotation?
They, see, where they're really good at organizationally, Jeff, is the trade market.
Picking up guys who are unknown in other markets or who we don't know when they get here.
Like right there. Yeah. Like they're
like Luis Ortiz.
Well,
like
Emmanuel Classe.
Slade Ciccone.
Emmanuel Classe is a good example.
Andy and I talked about this yesterday.
They are.
Take it back, go Corey Kluber.
Yeah.
Mike Clevenger.
They are brilliant at moving on from guys.
At the right time.
Right. They are very good at selling high right when that guy is about to go down. Like they're really good at identifying where the peak is, and then they get out. And they've been, and that's how they're able to replenish their farm system, replenish the major league roster with young talent. The biggest problem that they've got, they're really staring down the barrel of, is Stephen Kwan and getting him extended.
I think the other thing they're looking at right now is Shane Bieber. And Daryl, I want your thoughts when we come back. Is he in the rotation or is he on the trade block? I think that's a huge question here coming up. It's Baskin and Phelps. Daryl's in for Andy today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.